Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall at 100.9 WIFM, and it's a pleasure to welcome this lady to our program. She's with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Melissa Stabner. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well. Thank you for talking with us this morning.
Yes, I'm doing fine after a very busy summer with 4-H.
Well, that's the thing I really wanted to talk to you about this morning, Melissa. I know that summers really are always very busy with 4-H. Yadkin County 4-H, no exception there, and as the summer, I guess, pretty much winding down now. Maybe we could revisit some of the things that took place this summer. Maybe you share some of the highlights of the summer with us.
As you know, we have many activities that our youth are involved with. One of the highlights, of course, is for our older teen youth to go to State 4-H Congress, which is held at NC State University in Raleigh. One of our youth was selected this year to be in 4-H Honor Club, which is an extreme privilege. Less than 0.5% of North Carolina 4-H'ers are selected into this each year.
Wow.
You have to be 16 years old and have a minimum of 3 years of experience. What Honor Club is based on your service to the 4-H program, your leadership, your moral standards, and a variety of your 4-H activities and project achievements. So it's really kind of a application process, and it's very difficult to get in. So that was really a highlight of our State 4-H Congress experience. Additionally, one of our 4-H'ers this past year has served as North Carolina State 4-H reporter, and this was the first time in my experience as a 4-H agent that I had the opportunity to have a 4-H'er from Yadkin County be a state officer and travel with the state officer team to many events over this past year, and that was exciting. And she retired from her office at State 4-H Congress, and it's a wonderful experience for her, and it was certainly an honor to have one of our Yadkin County 4-H'ers be selected as a state officer.
Absolutely. That's got to make you very proud.
It does. 4-H provides a lot of opportunities for our youth in many diverse areas. This year, also, we have a 4-H'er from our county who was selected to be on the state 4-H dairy judging team, and he will be traveling to two national competitions and competing for those. He's been training with the team, traveling since March, and our first competition is actually this weekend in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Then in the end of September, we'll be traveling to the World Dairy Expo and competing in the national competition in Madison, Wisconsin. So we have 4-H'ers doing a lot of wonderful things here in the county, and then also we have being recognized at the state level and participating in state activities and national events.
That is all quite impressive. I mean, these young people they really have to be very impressive to get chosen for these particular things that you've mentioned. So I think that's terrific.
Well, I think I have a wonderful job and the opportunity to get to work with such fine youth. They're very dedicated and committed to the 4-H program, and I feel it's a privilege for me to have the opportunity to work with these young people.
Well, and it sounds like to me, Melissa, that you're doing a lot of things right as well. So give yourself a little bit of credit there. Our guest is Melissa Stabner. Melissa's with the she's 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. We were sort of running over some of the highlights of the summer with the Yadkin County 4-H, and man, some really great stuff. And now that the summer is winding down, doesn't mean 4-H is slowing down a lot, because you still have some really good things to do with the fall programs with the Yadkin County 4-H'ers, don't you?
Yes, we do. The fall programs, we focus here in the county on doing a lot of community service. Research has indicated over the years, not only here in the county, but nationally, that youth that become involved in giving back at a younger age are more likely to be, as adults, volunteers and doing community service and helping out the county as well. We have a variety of different activities planned for the fall season. We've just finished up last week making blankets for compassion care. Our youth will be involved in doing the Angel Tree, Operation Christmas Child. They'll write letters to the military personnel. Additionally, they will be involved in delivering the meals in Yakin County on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that's great.
Probably the highlight and the one the kids most get excited about is the opportunity to bake Christmas cookies and bring them to Christian ministries to be delivered during the week prior to the Christmas season.
So many great things that you have 4-H'ers do. And really, the primary thing, well, one of the many primary things, is just building that that character and that integrity in kids for when they become adults, because it makes them better adults, as you mentioned.
I do agree. And, you know, we like to provide opportunities for hands-on experiences to teach our children. Additionally, we also have them learn by doing. That's the best way children can learn, is the opportunity to be involved and do it. And community service is such an important time, not only during the fall and holiday season, but year-round. One thing we do try and instill in our young people is the more that you give in life, the more that you will get out of life.
Well said. And I think if they learn that at a young age, that they really do reap benefits and rewards from giving, that just encourage them through the rest of their life to be that kind of person. And obviously, when you can start at a young age, you're going to have a lot more really good people that become adults, and you guys do a great job with that with 4-H. Our guest is Melissa Stabner. Melissa is with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. She's a 4-H agent, and all the great things that 4-H'ers do. Let's talk a little bit, Melissa, if you will, with us this morning about some of the opportunities that might be available for volunteers through 4-H.
Okay, volunteers are an essential component to the success of our program. Without them, I could not reach the number of youth that I reach each year. There's lots of different opportunities available, whether you're wanting to give 1 hour of your time or are interested in a specific area, or if you want to be a long-term committed volunteer. We're always looking for people to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
We do have an application process. If you're going to be an episodic volunteer just once in a while, it's a one-page application, and that we do screen and check all our volunteers.
Right.
We have opportunities to be involved in some of the community service I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We have school enrichment programs that we are doing here in the county that have opportunity for volunteers to be involved with. And then we're always looking for people that want to start a club out in the community and work with young people over an extended period of time.
And how can they get the application or get the information they need if they're interested in being a part of it, Melissa?
They can call us here at our office, area code 336-679-2061.
Mm-hmm.
And we will send the application out to them, or they can access my email via the internet at Yadkin County CES, and they can find my email and email me, and I can send the application via email.
Terrific. And I think also one important thing you mentioned for people who have their kids who may want to become a part of 4-H, you mentioned that there is a screening process so people can feel good about it, that they know the volunteers that work with 4-H have been through that process and everybody feels comfortable with them.
Yes, that is very true. Now, today, with all youth organizations, there is a thorough background screening so that we know those people that are volunteering, our children are safe to be around them, and we abide by those requirements here as we are part of NC State University that has a, you know, screening process.
Sure.
That we adhere to.
Well, and I have to say, Melissa, congratulations to you and the 4-H'ers in Yadkin County. Some really great recognition this summer, doing a tremendous job, and I know that will continue. And we look forward to our next conversation with you as well, because I have no doubt that you're going to have more good news for us with the 4-H'ers. So, I mean, things are just going great, aren't they?
They are. And as I said, it's a privilege for me to work with the caliber of young people I do here in Yadkin County. And I think overall in Yadkin County, we are very fortunate to have wonderful young people, not only in 4-H, but in our general population.
Terrific. Well, one more time, Melissa, give us that phone number if they want to contact you.
That phone number is 336 679-2061.
Melissa Stabner, 4-H agent with the Gadsden County Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for sharing with us today. Thanks for all of your hard work, and look forward to the next time.
Thank you.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Gadsden County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.